The streets were relatively quiet as we began moving back to the tubes. We could technically just portal back to the station, but with everything that was going on in the area, we'd been asked to keep the portals to emergency use only. "It doesn't appear to be bad here," Reaper echoed my thoughts. "Hopefully it stays that way." "Agreed," I said, keeping a roving eye on the area. "You never know when the shit will hit the fan, though." "Yet another metaphor that has never made sense to me," Reaper sighed. We'd gotten about halfway to the tubes when I sensed something was wrong. There was a stillness in the air. I stopped and put my head on a swivel. "Do you feel that, Reap?" I asked. "Yes." Good, so I wasn't crazy. I had a tendency of knowing when bad things were afoot, but it was nice to have a second opinion to confirm my feelings. "Agnes feels it too," he added. That interrupted my pattern for a moment as I glanced at him while furrowing my brow. "Swell," I moaned. Turning my attention back to scanning, I saw someone who looked out of place. She was a Fae, and she was wearing a baseball cap. Fae did not tend to wear anything that would hide their beauty. They were exceedingly vain people, after all. Now, it could have just been that she was one of those few who touted how beauty didn't matter. I'd found that there were only two types of people who said that sort of thing. Really good-looking ones, and really not-so-good-looking ones. But the really good-looking ones wouldn't give up their looks for $1 million, and the really not-so-good-looking ones would pay $1 billion to be really good-looking. In other words, that hat gave me pause. "There's something you don't see every day," I remarked with a nod toward the Fae. "It is odd that she is wearing a hat," Reaper acknowledged. "Fae do not tend to cover up." Then he pursed his lips. "It could be that she is vegan as well." I wasn't sure how wearing a hat and being a vegan connected, and Reaper said, "Huh?" He looked over at me. "I've just found that those who are vegans tend to be less focused on outward beauty." "They do?" I was obviously not well-versed in the way of the vegan. It seemed to me that healthy eating and avoidance of devouring animals was just one facet of a person. How that tied into a Fae wearing a hat was a mystery to me. Then again, I did have a few acquaintances who were vegan, and they did seem to carry a particular scent around with them. Just as I was about to shrug off the Fae in the hat, as me being too sensitive to the fact that rioting was nearby, she dropped to a knee for a moment, and then got back up and walked briskly away. "Did you see that?" "Maybe she was just tying her shoe," Reaper replied. Then he opened his coat slightly and glanced in the pocket where he was keeping his turtle. "What was that, Agnes? Get down. Why should we—" I dived at Reaper, knocking him on his ass just as a wave of energy flew over us. "Ouch," he said, looking up at me. Agnes also says ouch. All of a sudden, there were screams and yelling in the area. I pushed up from Reaper and turned around to see that people were tearing into each other. I didn't know what was in the device that the Fae had clearly put on the ground, and I had no clue how Agnes could sense something was wrong, but the rioting had begun. "Why did you tackle me?" Reaper asked as he brushed his coat. "Ask your turtle," I answered while shoving him toward the tubes. "We have to get the hell out of here." That was going to be easier said than done, because we were the only two people in the area who had no support. I didn't mean PPD officers either. I meant neither of us fit in down here. I was a normal, mostly, and Reaper was a Reaper. We didn't have vampires to back us up, or werewolves, or pixies, or whatever. We were outliers, and if we didn't get out of here quickly, too late, we'd been sniffed out. Damn wolves. "Run!" I bellowed before taking off at full speed toward the tubes. Getting in there wouldn't save our asses, but if we could get on a tram before too many of the beasts were on us, we'd at least have a chance. "Agnes says that we should use the portal," Reaper yelled back, hot on my heels. "It's only for emergencies, Reap," I reminded him as we hit the steps that led down to the subway. Then I muttered, "Stupid turtle." "Yes, Agnes," he called out. "I agree that this does feel like an emergency." Damn it, the turtle was right. Wasn't it bad enough that I had a Reaper for a partner? Now I had a Reaper and a turtle? And the fact that the turtle appeared to be smarter of the two didn't help. Shit, she was possibly the smartest of all three of us. Bitch. Great, now I was referring to a turtle as a bitch. "Fine," I said as we hit the bottom landing. "Let's portal out." We were only seconds away from being overrun by an angry mob of rioters before the world faded away.